Gary, I like doing things the hard way.
I mean, yeah, you could say that. I mean, you don't want to be 2-0 down, but you know, we've been down by a goal and this time by two, and we still come back. So we know over 90 minutes we got it in us. That's a good thing. But you know, I'm not going to answer your next question, which is going to be, can't you start much better than you have done? So I'm not going to answer it, but you're not going to say it now anyway.
I would never say that, no. Gary. I focus on the positives, which is a lot of resilience to come back.
We got some good lads. That's what I keep saying. And if you got some honest lads that can play, eventually when the penny drops, albeit sometime during the season or sometime during games, they realise that they can actually beat these teams. Not comfortable, because Dover are a decent team. They've not won. You know, they've had opponents have had difficult games against Dover, really they have, and I said to you, any win against these will be decent, but we showed second half that with a little we can tweak this team because of the quality, and I know if I tweak it, sometimes it can come off for us, and it's come off more than not at the moment. And anyway, Jake had a he's had a slight little knee injury, and he wasn't quite getting the things, although he had a better last 20 minutes than the first 20 minutes. So he's unlucky, but he's still very much a part of what we're doing. And it was Billy's day, wasn't it? I mean, if you look in the dressing room, I've put a big sheet of paper on the wall that says, can you make today your day? And today it was Billy's day, and he won us the game. Little change of position for him. He got his goal, so I knew he'd be in credit, and Billy Waters in credit is very confident, and that was great, and that got him his couple of goals.
And do you look at it now and say, I feel justified in terms of the way I've managed Billy? Because you said before the game, you said to him, I'm taking you out, and now you've come back in.
Well, of course, yeah. You should be telling me that I've been justified in bringing him back in, because you're right, that's what I said. And I don't think there's too many players that would thank you for taking him off, and he did. And that's the reason why he thanked me, because I gave him that opportunity to score those two goals, and now he's on the map, and now he's in credit, which is where he needed to be. And now we'll see a Billy Waters that will be back to his pre-season self.
And second half, I mean, you made the change at half-time. Second half was very much one-way traffic, really.
Well, it was, and, we did our job in the technical area. We felt hard done by with a penalty. It was the longest fall down ever. I think it was a world record, 40 yards. He got tripped up at the penalty area. Didn't fall down till he got to the corner flag. That's a hell of a fall down. That's the sort of thing that I would do when I get tripped up. But so we was a bit disappointed with that. But we kept going. We knew we didn't think they'd play at the same tempo for the whole game. And, of course, then they got their sending off. The refs evened it up, and so they got two yellows. And then I was hoping that there was then only going to be one winner, and that proved to be the case.
Does it make a difference in the dressing room for the players coming back in, having been 2-0 down and winning 3-2? Does that particularly give a spring in their step?
No, I think they'd rather win 3-0. But what it does is that they do know that they've got teammates that they can rely on. There's no shrinking violets. There's none of them are giving up after going 2-0 down. They know that I'm not going to give up after 2-0 down. I'll never give up, because I've had games where I've been 4-0 down and come back to 5-4 in the, was it Yeovil in the, what was it, the trophy, FA Trophy, quarter-final. Anyway, that's another thing. Now, it's the boys have done that. The boys have done it. I just tweaked it, and then their attitude and their abilities got the game back.
So back now to the 2 points target, 18 points from 9 games.
Yeah, that was a big game for us. You know, with Forest Green winning again, you know, you've got to sort of keep some form of closeness with them, and we've got to play them twice. And we're once you get that in the playoffs positions, you've got to establish that first. Normally, there's not a team gone 9 games undefeated. You know, it's a record in this league. So we just got to keep doing our job. And as I said, I see this as a big scalp, because I think they're decent. They're hard to break down, and they got 3 lads up front that have got a bit of ability and can cause you a problem if you let them.
First defeat for Dover since the opening day of the season, just to make your point.
Yeah, well, there you go. You know, and I know Chris Kinnear, his sides are always very difficult to beat. He does set out, he's a big team, so you've got to compete with him. and we had to get our, I know it's horrible to say, but our two centre forwards had to get their heads in the centre half's faces a little bit so that they didn't keep coming up and heading the ball a mile with us sort of ducking out of it. So I got them sorted out in the second half, and once they stopped coming over the top of us and heading it, then we can start hitting chest, and then we can start getting a build up of play, and that's what we did. So credit to all of them, they picked up a 10 minute chat at half time very, very quickly.
Did you send them out slightly early?
I did, because I wanted Dover to come out with us out there, knowing that this game's not over, and we wanted them to feel that we were going to give it a right go.
What did you say to them at half time?
I'm not telling you. I can't tell you all the words, but it was about getting organised. It was about, you know, individuals winning their battles all over the field and individuals winning their headers and those, and having the confidence to get on the ball. But also, when you say that as a manager, sometimes you just have to tweak the shape a little bit. And we went with two wing backs. I put Billy in behind the front two, so that was hard for them to mark then. And then we started opening them up. And you know, you could say to me, well, why didn't you do that in the first place? And we was thinking about it. But at the moment, Lee Vaughan's not had enough games to start. But now he's played today. Now you can see he's ready. And I'm really pleased with that, because that's another man for our squad.